Another arena that bevacizumab has been thought about is the post-neoadjuvant therapy patients with residual disease. I had heard, I guess, Hal Burstein was leading a study or talking about leading a study, looking at his metronomic slash bev regimen. What's going on with that?
We're doing a series of pilot studies that Hal Burstein, in conjunction with Erica Mayer, one of our other colleagues at Dana-Farber, are leading. So these are all trials in women with residual disease after preoperative therapy. And the first study looked at bevacizumab alone. The second is looking at bevacizumab in combination with the low-dose metronomic chemotherapy that Hal reported at San Antonio a year ago.
Cytoxin and methotrexate.
Cytoxin continuously on a daily basis, methotrexate given twice a week orally. And the third of those small pilots, all looking at toxicity, will be bevacizumab in combination with capecitabine. And our real hope is that we can use this setting, that is, the setting of women who have received a standard preoperative regimen and have residual disease, as a somewhat novel setting in which to do what is really an adjuvant trial. So it's an adjuvant trial, of course, because these women no longer have any disease and one is looking to prevent recurrence. But what we know is that some of these patients, particularly those patients with triple-negative disease who have residual disease, have a very high risk of disease recurrence. So it's doing an adjuvant trial in a setting where the event rate is high and the number of patients you need to answer a question is actually relatively small.
So this isn't ready for randomization yet?
This is not, but once these series of pilots are done, we actually are planning, maybe I should say hoping, but it is very much our intent to do a randomized trial in this setting. And, as you know, doctors are forever struggling with what to do with these patients. A woman gets AC followed by paclitaxel or receives TAC or some other standard regimen, has residual disease at the time of surgery. And in truth, there's absolutely no standard therapy there other than hormonal therapy, which is, of course, appropriate and often very effective for patients with ER-positive breast cancer. But for those women with ER-negative and HER2-negative breast cancer, there's no standard therapy. And in that setting, I think a trial like this is quite appealing.
And I guess, too, there's that sense that these patients seem to be relatively resistant to chemotherapy. Why do we just pile more chemotherapy on there?
Right. Well, as a group, we've been pretty unenthusiastic about just giving more chemotherapy.